shares your frustration on Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's part of the president's message on inflation, insisting his administration has a plan.
President Biden says inflation is his number one domestic priority.
Some of the roots of the inflation are outside of our control, to state the obvious. But there are things we can do and we can address.
The president urged the Senate to quickly confirm his nominees to the Federal Reserve and called on Congress to pass clean energy policies to reduce reliance on foreign oil.
So in the future, American families are no longer subject to the whims and of dictators halfway around the world.
President Biden also chided Republicans for failing to address high gas prices and described a proposal from Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott as an ultra-MAGA agenda.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Republicans blame inflation on the president's policies, and Senator Scott says his proposals are for discussion and are not the Republican platform. A fugitive inmate is awaiting transfer back to Alabama after being caught yesterday in Indiana, where sheriff's deputies used their vehicles to push Casey White's car into a ditch. The prison guard who helped him escape, Vicky White, is believed to have shot herself after the crash, and she later died.
Now, of the tens of thousands of dollars Vicky White had stockpiled, they still had $29,000 in cash with them. They had prepaid a 14-day stay at the Motel 41 here, so they intended to stay a while.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Evansville, Indiana. Sheriff's officials also say the pair was prepared for a shootout with multiple guns found in the car. Prosecutors in California just announcing no criminal charges against former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson, who was caught on video punching a fellow first-class passenger on a plane in San Francisco last month. The San Mateo County DA says both Tyson and the victim requested the charges not be filed. Representatives for Tyson had accused the other passenger of being aggressive. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The U.S. Treasury chief weighs in on the abortion debate.
A Senate hearing on threats to the U.S. financial system took an unexpected turn when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was asked about the potential impact of the Supreme Court outlawing access to abortions.
I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades.
Protests erupting at the Supreme Court and outside the homes of two justices after a leaked draft opinion indicated the court's conservative majority is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The U.S. House plans to vote tonight on nearly $40 billion in Ukraine aid, both military and humanitarian assistance. As Russia keeps bombing Ukraine, Russian media was disrupted during President Putin's annual Victory Day celebration yesterday.
It was quite the act of sabotage when all was said and done. Former employees of a pro-Kremlin website, Lenta.ru, posted articles with titles that no doubt shocked their usual readers. One went, "Putin has become a pathetic dictator." Then, "The government, the biggest robber of the Russian people," and "Russia is dumping the bodies of its soldiers in Ukraine." The articles, of course, were quickly taken down, but they live on in various corners of the internet. And anonymous hackers got into sites with TV listings, which then read, "The blood of thousands of Ukrainians is on your hands."
Fox's Amy Kellogg. More than 100 people were detained in Russia yesterday, most picked up with the help of facial recognition technology. Streaming music was still a new thing when the iPod Touch debuted over 20 years ago. Apple just confirming the Touch will now only be available while supplies last, though the company says the spirit of iPod lives on with music integrated across all of their products. On Wall Street, stocks turning higher. The Dow's up 178. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.